Sports Central. AFL.
And it's 17 past two. A very good afternoon to Nick Bowen from AFL.com.au. Hello, Nick.
G'day, Kev.
We've had more of the Essendon drama playing out now. I don't know what we call it these days. I think the saga part of it's done. I don't know what this becomes. But I guess the sticking point is this decision by the AFL not to give replacement players for the other clubs involved in this.
Yeah, look, Port Adelaide have been pretty public in their disappointment with this. So obviously, they've got the Angus Momfries and Paddy Ryder, the two players that they won't get top-ups for. The other clubs affected, the Bulldogs, Melbourne and St Kilda. The AFL's justification, Kev, is that I think, you know, the Bombers are 12 players short to getting 10 top-up players. Now, they're saying that they've made an exception for the Bombers on the basis that to go into a season that short would really, I suppose, throw up some real issues for some of the younger kids. That they'd be bashed around without some more senior bodies sort of to be on the list to help them out. So I think that's the position they've taken. I can understand Port Adelaide's disappointment, but they're obviously getting, they're able to elevate two rookies to the senior list to cover Ryder and Monfries. But look, they're unimpressed that they're going to go into the season two players short and have been the most vocal of the clubs to miss out. So I can understand their position. I can understand the AFL's position as well, especially probably in light of the fact that Collingwood went in too short last year, obviously with Josh Thomas and Lachlan Keith missing out when their drug ban kicked in.
I guess Adelaide's argument is it's not their fault, but I mean it's a bit of buyer beware there as well. I guess it'll come back to be an issue if Port Adelaide all of a sudden get a huge injury list.
It will. I think that the one player I reckon they're stiff on is Momfries, because he joined Port Adelaide at the end of 2012. And it wasn't until February 2013 that anyone was aware that the Bombers were being investigated for substances.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I reckon they're pretty. I thought that they may have got the one extra player just based on Monfries, but no go. And I think it sounds like, you know, the AFL's positions have been purely pragmatic. The Bombers' circumstances demanded that they get the players. So, and their argument essentially is that the other four clubs are only losing one player in three cases and two in Port Adelaide's case, and it's just not deserving of additional players.
And what is going on with the Switzerland appeal? Who is and who isn't?
Well, I want you to translate it for me, because it's going to be heard exclusively in French. So yeah. That'll be interesting. So I suppose it's, you know, that nothing should surprise us about this matter. It's gone down. There's that many different twists and turns that I think it's boggled most of our minds. The one good thing from my point of view, and I think this is the common sense that's been shown by the players, is that they're not going to seek an injunction. The injunction potentially allowed them to play this year. But the danger of that, obviously, is that it really just delays the inevitable, the suspension that they've got for this year. That would be put on hold, but they might end up having to serve it for 2017. That won't be the case. I think we're looking at that. This is just purely a hearing on whether the Court of Arbitration for Sport made an error of law, in which case, you know, it won significantly or significant enough for their decision to be sort of overturned. So, look, people better versed in this matter than me, Kev, aren't expecting to sort of be heard for 6 months. So probably we certainly won't get a decision before the end of this season, but I think the players just purely feel that it's the slur on their reputation that is really driving this. I can understand that. I think we all feel enormous sympathy for them. So they're going to take their case to the Swiss Federal Supreme Court. As I mentioned, it'll be conducted purely in French by Swiss lawyers acting on behalf of the players. So hopefully we get a decision later this year, and that will definitely be the end of the matter. But the one other factor is that the AFL will probably now, I think, delay a decision on whether Joe Watson keeps his Brownlow medal until that appeal's finalised. So we're getting there, Kev, but it's just another last sort of stage in this whole saga.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? I feel like the kid in the back of the car.
No, I know. But look, I think at least for the Preston supporters, the injunction carried a risk of it that if they did that, not only was there that the penalty might end up so just effectively being delayed, I believe there was scope for the Swiss authorities to actually increase the penalty. So it might have ended up going from one season to be on that. So I think that if I was an Essendon supporter, I'd be glad that, okay, we've in some ways reached ground zero. This is not going to get any worse. And I would support, you know, the right of the players to appeal for their reputations, basically.
All right, good on your neck. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful afternoon.
Will do, thanks.